Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival, and we're here with Benedict Andrews, the director of Seberg in the Pearls section. Why did you choose Jean Seberg for the film? Why talking about her?
Jean's case is interesting in that pretty much all of her activism was very private. Maybe even more private than we show in the movie, where we do show her joining that press conference. But it was it was quite private. Her donations, she joined the NAACP when she was 14 years old. She made donations very privately for a long time. But also her activism was always, not always, but her activism was sometimes mixed up with romantic affairs. She had many more romantic affairs than the movie shows across this time. There was the rumors of the relationship with Clint Eastwood. There's the book of Carlos Fuentes that when they were in Mexico they were having. She mentions the young... There were many more affairs than the movie shows. But there's this mix between the idealism and adventure of her love affairs and the idealism and adventure of her activism. And that means it's also unstable. And in a way, when Dorothy, the Zazie Beetz character, confronts her at the children's party, she calls on this. She says, "You're a tourist in our world." And I find that idea of this Jean's idealism, she wants to make a change, she wants to make a difference, she wants to be involved in that, but she's also doing it in an imperfect way. And I think that the movie wants to address that, but I think it's also part of the tragedy of the movie is that this woman with this incandescent life force, who in a way her art, her politics and her romance are all coming from this impulsive place and from this light in her eyes, that is what you see this repressive mechanisms of this FBI machinery destroying.
And why did you choose Kristen Stewart for the role?
So it's always a very tricky proposition when you're going to have an actress play an actress. And I did not want to. I was not interested at all in an impersonation, in somebody who would just have the right haircut and copy her. I wanted someone who would be able to understand and go inside Jean's kind of raw authenticity. Like everything that I think happens in the movie comes from Jean's instinctive quality, So Kristen, she has the look. She's a kind of style icon in her own right, like Jean was. She's someone who looks towards the... She's someone who is, like Jean was in a way, ahead of her time, and she straddles different worlds. She has one foot in European cinema and one foot in Hollywood cinema. She came, like Jean, she was in the public eye from a young age, and she understands what that kind of media scrutiny is like Jean did. But in a way, all of that was kind of a bonus that she had all of that. That was a great foundation. What I was excited about was from the moment we met each other, we were involved in a kind of rich conversation about filmmaking and what it means to be an actor and what it means to kind of go through what Jean went. And so we just began an adventure together in making the movie, and she was brave and open to go into the character from the inside out.
Benedict, you are a theatre director, now a film director. Now that you have directed a couple of films, how's the change worked for you, from theatre to film?
So I've been making a theatre director and an opera director for most of my life, and in that made me a kind of nomad in the world. I was working in Australia, and I was working in Berlin, and I was working in London and Iceland and New York. And I always thought I would make a movie. I had loved cinema very much, and my heroes were people like Ingmar Bergman or Pasolini, who worked across both mediums and who had Fassbinder, who had very meaningful. They never gave up theatre in order to do movies. They were weaving the two things together, especially Bergman. And I, through my 30s, I thought, I'm going to make a movie next year. I'm going to make a movie. And I was I was attached to a couple of different projects in Australia. And for various reasons, I kept choosing theatre. I kept choosing the adventure of theatre. I kept having things in theatre, and especially as I then started to make opera, that I was interested in doing. And then when I made Una from David Harrow's play Blackbird, I had directed Blackbird in German 10 years before, and when I found out that there was a developing a script of his play, I felt I had a very deep connection with that material. I understood it from the inside out, and I liked the idea of then not making a filmed play, but taking what I knew from the theater and this extreme intimacy between the two actors. That's what that story is about, is that extreme intimacy. Even though it touches on very uncomfortable theme, but this people stripped bare, people whose experience strips them bare, strips away their masks. And I think that's something that I've been exploring in the theater. So with the first film, it was really just a question of what would it be like to translate what I was working on in the theatre and those muscles from the theatre into filmmaking? And I loved the experience of it and felt that there is still a lot more to do. And I feel the same after Seberg, that theatre is always a home that I can return to. But in the filmmaking, there's a lot to discover, and that I draw on the same places that I draw on in working with actors, and the same kind of deep space that I'm looking to carve out in the theatre I want to carve out in the movies. And those first two films have touched on, if you like, raw nerves in terms of the themes that they look at, but I'm not wanting to only make issue films. They touch on those raw nerves by wanting to then get close to people who are in a crisis and whose crisis changes them and takes them to an unknown shore of themselves. They sail to an unknown place of themselves through, in both those, the two characters in Una and Jean and Jack in this movie, in different ways. They get pulled, they get lost in a maze, and in that then they find some new thing. And I think that's something that I've learned from in the theater. I think that is the dramatic space. That's what happens. That's why we go there, to get in contact with that raw event.
What specifics do you like the most in filmmaking about the process?
I love how the camera can get close to look inside the actor. I played with that a little bit in the theater with using surveillance cameras in the theater. But I think what interests me the most is now the space beyond language. Theater is so much about language, and theater is so much about conflict in language. The more I work with the camera, the more I'm interested in what's unsaid.
Okay, Benedict Andrews, thank you very much. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.